So first of all, I want to welcome back. Not welcome back home, Chas v'Shalom. He came from home.
Just
visiting for a few days. Hopefully, mamish a few days. Eitan Yitzchak. It's good to always have Avir Da'ara and to remind us who we should be, where we should be. We should get back there to Israel very, very soon. And just, we should be zoichet to join you there, Bekar of Mamish.
Amen.
And the Torah tonight should be Refu Shalema for a cousin of Eitan who needs a big refuah, Eliyah ben Yafa. May Hashem, you should have a refuah, Bekar of Mamish.
Amen.
I want to also point out, big mazel tov to Shmuel Zalman Goldsmith. I know he's not here. But Shmuel Zalman, a very, very, very close Talmud of mine, Mamish Ben Bayis here, was of the first members of the first chevra of this shir. The first age that started this shir. Therefore, he has a big chelek in this shir. For many years, he was a member of the shir. Mr. Shabbos, he's going to be married this upcoming Sunday. It's Shabbos Kodesh Zofruf. It is a big simcha. He should be zoichet, but by Nam Yisrael, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha, together with Kala, Abi. Mir Tashem, by all of us, we should all just celebrate Simcha's Bekar of Mamish. Bez Hashem. So I want to just start. Chevra knows, we were just discussing, I was really cheshbening tonight, I had this chos to give two shirim a little bit earlier, but specifically a shir to young women, which often I do on Thursday nights. And for the most part, almost always, if not always, I prepare two different shiurim. First of all, for the chevra, you're talking to different people, different chizik. Second of all, for myself, to give the same shiur twice in a night. It'd be hard to have the same hislavas that I want to have. And for my own learning, I want to learn more and give more. Emes was, I gave the shiur tonight to the women. And I was cheshvening mamish for the past while, giving that shir, after giving it and feeling what the shir was, that I felt like I should give it over here also. And l'maisa, the shir was all really about being someone who's a baal chesed and a giving, caring person in a real way. And I also had a voice in my mind, my wife, it's a voice I always have in my mind, and you should know that's important to have in your mind one day. And she always tells me after teach more and give over more about chesed, about caring, about derech eretz, about putting others above ourselves, about having proper midos and proper care and proper etiquette. So I was thinking, okay, then I should really give it over as well. And this year that I prepared, okay, we'll give it over some other time, whatever it was. But then the chevra said no. Not because chas v'shalom, they don't want to hear about chesed, I don't think. But I'm hoping, meaning, I understand. Meaning this way we could ultimately learn a lot more because both shirim Bez Hashem will go up on Y Torah. And if we all give that shir again, then it's only one shir to listen to.
Arandov's not
going to come.
He said he's on his way.
Yeah, we'll see. So, L'maisa, this way those who want could be able to learn both, and learn all the Torahs hopefully. So I'm asking personally that the chevra here, you could always, if you want, it's up to you, but this week specifically, at some point, it doesn't have to be tonight, obviously, it doesn't have to be tomorrow, but at some point, listen to that shir, because otherwise my wife will be upset at me that I didn't give it over to you. So for my own shalom bias, I ask that everybody here make sure to listen to that shir, and we'll give over the other Torah, and this way we'll have Kefa Kaflayim of Limud HaTorah. So that means as you open up Parshas Vayera, Parshas Vayera is very, very special to me. Wow. Moshe knows. We were just discussing. Parshas Vayera is my Bar Mitzvah Sedra. Moshe's as well. And therefore, your Bar Mitzvah Sedra has a special place in your heart. There's a special place for every single one of us with our connection, a special kasher. Specifically as well, for me personally, Akedas Yitzchak. I don't think there's an episode in the Torah, a parasha in the Torah, that has been more inspiring to me, that gave me more chizuk and isaurus in my life than Akedas Yitzchak in so many different ways. We've spoken about it much over the years, different Torahs, different isaurus. It's very special to be able to talk about Parshas Vayera and talk a little bit about one chizuk from something, from a medrash about Akedas Yitzchak. In Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas and Vav, Gimel, so we say as follows. The pasuk says, "Vayikach biyada sa'esh v'samachelas." Avraham Avinu took the fire and the machelas. What's the machelas? It's a strange word. Machelas is the knife. So Amar Chanina, lama nikri sakin machelas. Chanina said, "Why are we calling the knife a machelas?" The pasuk should say, "Vayikach Avram." Vayikach biyado sa'esh v'samachelas. That's the normal. If I asked anyone, what's the word for a knife? It's a sakin. Why machelas? So he says, "Lufishim achsheres acholim." A knife is called machelas because it kashes, it prepares, and allows it to be kosher, the food to eat. That creates the ability to eat it. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, "Kol achilas Yisrael oichlim ba'olam hazeh." Anything we've eaten throughout all generations in this world. Which does not just mean food. If you look at the Mefarshim, this means any schar, any reward, anything that's happened to us in this world that's good. We only are eating because of that machelas. All the schar of the entire Welt, all the machelas of the entire universe, is because of Akedas Yitzchak. Now to understand that itself is a kasha. Maybe we have to talk about what that means exactly. Maybe we'll get to why is it that everything, the whole world, all the schar of the whole world is Akedas Yitzchak. The aside of Akedas Yitzchak that we're reaping benefits until today. Maybe we'll explain that as well, but that's not what I want to focus on. We all know that the famous Gemara in Chulin, if you don't know it's from Chulin, Kuf Mambez, you know it. Schar mitzvos b'ha'al malekha. Schar mitzvos b'ha'al malekha. There's no schar for mitzvos in this world. Schar mitzvos is in the next world. So if schar mitzvos b'ha'al malekha, if there's no schar for mitzvos in this world, what's the Medrash telling us? That, oh, because Avram did such a nisayon for all of history, achilas Yisrael oichlim b'olam hazeh, there shouldn't be any schar b'olam hazeh. There shouldn't be any consequences to the actions b'olam hazeh. Schar mitzvos ba amaleka. Vada Avram Vina did something amazing and great. And vada he should gain schar for it. Where? Ba'olam haba. Ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam ha'prozdur b'nei olam haba. Open up Mesir Sharim, Perek Aleph. And you see the makom of shefa from Hashem, of schar from Hashem, it's olam haba. What does this mean? Before we even move on, I want to learn together something. Before we ever move on. Again, we made a Kabbalah Rosh Hashanah time. We're going to try to have Makaros. We still don't have the copying machine, but... You have enough of him there? I have a few more here. Yeah, Chavra has good. First, I want to understand together, before we move on and answer this kasha, why is it Tzchar Mitzvos Baha'al Malekah? Why is there no such thing as Tzchar for Mitzvos in this world? And I want to learn together with you of the most important Limudim I've ever learned in my life. I recently gave this over in another shir, and we learned together there as well. But I want to learn together at this table, at this very special shir. Maybe some of you have learned this at some point in your life. It's from the Michtam Eliyahu, or Eliyahu Dessler, all the way at the very beginning of the Sefer. Let's learn through it together. What it means, Schar Mitzvos B'ha'al Malekah. Because this mamish has changed my life. And my appreciation for Torah and for mitzvos. You ready, Chavra? This is one of the makoros I hope you'll every one of you should be zocha to keep forever. Keep it in your heart, keep it in your mind. Maybe if you know, if your mamish know what you're doing. You'll put it in a nice little frame and put it next to your bed. Next to the Taisus and Ksuvus. Next to the Drash Moshe.
That's Shasha.
As well. Big Tyrus.
The Yiddish Kaddish, we don't have the writing. We've never seen that inside. It's too deep. No one's seen the Yiddish Kaddish inside. Please, at best, you saw the Shvil of Pinchas quote the Yiddish Kaddish. To see the Yiddish Kaddish inside, bestow me, that's when Mashiach will come.
Upside down.
Upside
down.
Maybe we'll be zeichah to read it upside down. Maybe. So let's learn together, Chavi. Ready? If all we do tonight was this Torah, if all you came here tonight was to learn this Torah together, Dayenu. That's what I feel. Okay. For me, and I've learned this many times, I'm so excited to learn it again. Amru Zal, you ready? Amru Zal. We quoted from Chulin, but we know it, maybe I should have quoted it more famously, he quoted from Kedushin. Kedushin Lamed Tezvan Beis. Schar mitzvos b'hayal malekah. There's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. The top of the right side. You ready, Chavrim? Ulechora hapirushu. Seemingly, the explanation is she'ein mishalmim la'adam eschar mitzvahs asher yaseh b'hai alma. We don't get rewarded for the mitzvahs that we do in this world. Kischaros olam haba. Pashit. The schar is in the next world. And that's true. That's clear. Not that there's no reward. There's no reward in this world. But there's reward in the next world. But the idea is really very, very deep. We have to explain it properly. Amruzal. We say in Avos. Yofo sho achas shel koyras ruach bolam haba mikol chayil mazeh. One moment shel koyras ruach. You know what koyras ruach means? It's getting like a little sniff, a little smell. Not even being in it, just a little smell of Olam Haba. One moment of a sniff of Olam Haba is greater mikol chaye Olam Hazeh, from all of life of this physical world. I really ready for this. I'm so excited to hear this. You don't even know. Gam davar zeh tzarech bir vizbonimus. This needs understanding and explanation. Chafsi legalus bezeh. I want to reveal this. Ma shezachizi lishmoa. I don't know that first abbreviation. I don't know. But what I learned from Admar Adonenu Marenu Verbenu, Marenu Harav Svi Hirsch Broidi Zaykhatadik Levracha, who's the son-in-law of the altar of Kelm, who Pirish Mechlam Eliyahu was married to a granddaughter of the altar of Kelm. This was his wife's uncle. Who pirish ki inyan kol chayel mazehu? What does it mean, all of life in this world? What does it mean that a sniff of Olam Haba is greater than all of this world's life? Listen to how he says it, mamish. Listen, im nikbat al toch rega achas. If we gather together into one moment, as kol shos all the hours, the gam ragoyim and moments shall usher v'nachas from the happiness and enjoyment sheyesh la'adam v'meshach kol yimei chayav, that one individual has all the days of his life. V'nitzarif. Stop there for a minute. So you put together, imagine, all the pleasure you've had. You guys are young still. We're all young still. But imagine, even just imagine us. In the Chveis Nish, 25 years we've been in this world. 28 years we've been in this world. I'm going to be 38 next week. Bez Hashem. Whatever years we've been in this world, some 22 years we've been in this world, all the moments of pleasure and enjoyment you've had, all of it, whatever it is, a delicious meal, a great sporting event, or way more meaningful, a beautiful chasna from your mishpacha, a birth in your mishpacha, your bar mitzvah, trip to Disney World with your family when you were 8 years old, the pleasure of being by the Kaisel for the first time, whatever you, Ruchmiyazdik, Gashmiyazdik, all the pleasures you've been through in your whole life, put them, and you put them all together. But that's not enough. Vus? Lagboyim. Lagboyim by Reb Shimon. Vinistarif lezem, you join to, that's not enough. Vinistarif lezem, you join to this. As kola osher v'nachas, all the happiness and calm and enjoyment sheyesh l'chol chaverov
Yudav. And then you join to all of that. Remember, we're grabbing this pleasure together and putting it together. All the pleasure that your friends and everybody you know have ever had in their lives. B'chol yimecheyem, in all the days of their life. V'gam ezen nichnos, and you take all of that and you put it in and enter it in. El osa rega, to one moment. Meaning, you put all the pleasure into one moment. V'nitin akol adam echad. You give all that pleasure to one person. Could we comprehend what type of pleasure, what type of happiness and joy that person's going to feel? We'll just burst from pleasure. It's not, you can't explain it. But that's not even enough. But there's much more. You join together into that same moment. Give to that person as kol ha'osher v'nachas, all the happiness and joy she'eshla and oshi kol ha'ir b'meshek kol yimecheyim, all the people that live in your city, all of them in their whole life, you put that all together into that same moment. V'od yosher, but there's even more than that. Mizek kinitzarev od as kol ha'osher shel kol dorei ros, you put all the happiness of all the people that live in all the cities, shebechol medina, in every country, ubechol medina medina, had a kol, you put it all together, show them where we are, had a kol hatov, all the good, shebeolam b'meshach dor sholim, of the whole entire generation. How many people in the world? How many people?
6 billion?
7.5 billion.
7.5 billion?
8.2.
Okay, let's say we're only Machshav Yidden. What is it, 14 million? Not that we're Chas Hashem, not that we're racist here. No, we're Machshav everybody. What do you say, 7.5 billion? 7.5 billion. 7.5 billion people. And you take, what he's saying, you take all the pleasure, all the pleasure that everybody has had in their whole lifetime, begashmi, beruchni, and you put it into one moment. Right? You give that all to one person. That's still not all the life of the world. What is it? Avakol chayil mazehu. What does it mean? All the life of the world, of this world. In this tarech, you have to join together. As kol haosher, all the happiness. Shebechol hadoros mereishis abriya atzov kol hadoros. From all generations, from the beginning of creation until the end of creation, every generation, from every person, and you take all the pleasures that have ever occurred. All the happiness, all the joy. V'kol mamish kol tov ha'olam hazeh. That's all the good of this world. B'li shum yotzim min haklal, without leaving out anything. Hakol yinasein l'adam echad uberega echad mamish. You take that and you put it together and you give it to one person and all jam it together into one moment. Imkein haloein l'cha osher yoser hazaklal. If you do that, is there anything more pleasurable? Is there anything more awesome? Is there anything more special? Can't even imagine what that would be. V'yafal pikein, even so, koreis ruach b'olam haba, gadol hemenu. Having a sniff of olam haba is greater than that. Let's explain what that means. Koreis ruach, ubir, madregas koreis ruach, what does that mean? Pirish Adonai Marin Mori Chami Zechus Adav Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Dessler has heard from his father-in-law. Shu Ketzir, it's like the following picture, like the following mashal. Imagine you have Suda Simcha Gedola. You have a big party, but base Malachim in the palace. Asher Yavar Ani, a poor person passes by. V'yariach es reyach Suda. He just smells the delicious smells of that party. When he's walking outside the place, he has benefit, he enjoys that smell. That's what Koreis Ruach is. So too in Olam Haba. Im Adam ein in a zoich olam agufa. If you're not zoich to be in olam haba and living in olam haba. Elishim marshim lo laver mechutz lahanos rak merech atov shalom ba. Kodesh Baruch Hu decided you'll be rooted and you'll be outside olam haba, but you're zoich just to smell olam haba. Which is Hamuchim L'Zadikim, which are prepared to Zadikim. Zeo Pirish Mishiyesh L'Kars Ruach B'Olam Haba. That's what it means to have a sniff of Olam Haba. Hu Aschara Yuzer Katzim Shefet Olimate. That's the smallest reward that one can have. V'Akarchenu Hu Avor HaMitzvah Yuzer K'tan Asher Ein K'tan Emeno. Obviously that Tzchara is of the smallest mitzvah, there's nothing less than it. V'Al Zeh Amru, on that Tzchara, on that smallest mitzvah that we can even think of, Ki kol chayel mazeh, the whole world and all its pleasure, the chol tanugov, all its pleasure, v'ashrov, and its happiness, kolulam yachem, erechus b'riya batzovo, from the beginning of the creation till the end, lo yagia kors ruach zeh b'olam haba. You can't reach a sniff of olam haba. You hear this? You hear what tzchar is? You hear what a mitzvah is? You hear what we're going to receive? You hear what it is to be close to Hashem? You hear what when we give in to our taiva, we're giving up? So then he goes on to explain, surely, schar mitzvah is b'hai amaleka. There could be no schar mitzvah in this world, because if you put all the pleasures of this world together in all of history, it doesn't compare to the smallest schar one would ever receive. Just to put into understanding. Chaz v'sholom, you shouldn't take this and say, therefore I'm going to do mitzvahs in order to receive that reward, because pras. But to understand chashivas of mitzvahs, to understand chashivas of Torah, to put it in perspective, how can we not want to be all day in mitzvahs and Torah and tefillah, and how are we wasting any moments in the most minute, minuscule pleasures? Big chizik. So nice to get back our question. Now that we understand what it means, Chayar Mitzvah V'Amaleka, why is the Medrash saying that we're rewarded for all history from Akedas Yitzchak? Chayar Mitzvah V'Amaleka, how could there be reward in this world from Akedas Yitzchak? Before we answer this question, there's another place we find this. Pinchas. Pinchas goes, we all know the Meister by Pinchas, and he goes and he kills Cosby and Zimri. What do we say? L'chein Amar and Noisim Lo Brisi Shalom. Hashem's going to give reward. I give you Shalom. V'Zelo Zarach or Briskunas. Oylam Tachas Yerkinei L'Kavi Chaper Bnei Yisrael. To him and his children, Bris Shalom, the Kahuna. He's given Tzchar. The Medrash says explicitly. The Medrash says, listen to the Lashon of the Medrash. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Cohen, the beginning of Pinchas, the Medrash Rabba, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bedinu sheyital scharo. Bedinu should take his schar, what's his reward? As Brizi Sholem in this world. Schar mitzvahs by Amaleka. No mitzvahs, schar, no reward for mitzvahs in this world. So listen to what I saw from Reb Chaim Yaakov Goldberg Latzal. Rosh Hashiva of Karen B'Yavin, the first Rosh Hashiva of the first Hezer Yeshiva that ever existed. Chaim Yaakov. Chaim Yaakov. No, if you want blue, if you want black, I don't know. Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht. He says as follows. He says, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that Pe'alef on the Beis. And he says it by Pinchas, and we're going to apply it from there, and he implies it from there to us. If you need more chairs, bring in. He says, Boyal Aramis, Kanoim Poigimbo. If one is Boyal Aramis, one of having these illicit relations like Pinchas saw, as the Nasi was having, Kanoim Poigimbo. Someone who's a Kanoi, someone who's a zealot, someone who has the passion to be so disturbed by this Maisa of Chil Hashem and wants to stand up for the Rabbeinu Shalom, Poigimbo, he could go and kill though that who's involved in the Isser.
However, he explains, it's not a chiyuv on every person. It's not obligation in the halachic punishment if you're involved in certain isurim that's the chiyuv misa that anyone's going to carry out. It's specifically kanoi poikimbo. You have to be somebody. You have to be somebody who emotionally is so disturbed. Somebody who's passionate. Somebody who wants to do for Hashem and go above and beyond for Hashem and can't stand at seeing chil Hashem, can't stand back seeing those that are disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to bother us when we see other people who are not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It should bother us when we're in shul and we see individuals on their phone during davening. It should bother us for the Eivishter. It should bother us when we see people talking in shul. It should bother us when we see people in a Beis Medrash that are on their phone and that are talking, not Torah. It should bother us. It should bother us if we walk down the street and we see a guy and a girl that are not married and they're holding hands. Or chas v'shalom l'aleinu worse. And sometimes it's in the streets outside our yeshivas. Shem yirachem. It should bother us. For the Eibishter, it should bother us. It should bother us when we know we have friends that are looking at things on their phones, on the internet, that's inappropriate, that are involved in such a world. It should bother us. Even if we're not. But it has to bother us. It should bother us. Because I'm a Ben Melech, I'm the Rabbi Nishalom's son, and someone's spitting in his face, it's not going to bother you. Imagine you saw someone come to your father and spit in his face. How would you react? What would you do? If someone came over to your father and spit in his face, Shem Yirachem. It has to bother us. How we react is a question, what we do about it. So in certain halachas, in this extreme case of such a ma'isa chil Hashem, and we're bothered by it, can I poigim bo? But Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldbach explains, this is somewhere, this halacha is like a quasi chiyuv and quasi kiyum. Meaning, is it a mitzvah? Is it a commandment? Is it a chiyuv? On some level, the halacha is kanoim poigimbo. On some level, those who don't feel that emotion don't have a chiyuv to do that. If they did it and you didn't have kanoim poigimbo, and it wasn't during the Ma'isa Aveira, it would be wrong to do it. It's a part of this mitzvah, part of it is it has to come from you. You have to passionately be upset about it. You have to create this in a certain sense. You know, in general, we say, Gadol mitzvah v'oisa mishayin a mitzvah v'oisa. Greater is when you're commanded to do a mitzvah than when you just do it from yourself. But in some, there are different reasons for that. Whether, like some Rishonim say, because the Yetzirah is much stronger, we have to defeat the Yetzirah. There are a lot of different approaches. We're not going to get into all that right now. We've spoken about it before. But there's definitely another way to look at it. That Eina mitzvah also has a maila to it. When it's Eina mitzvah, when you're not commanded, it more so comes from you in a certain sense. It more so shows a certain slavus that I want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam and go above and beyond. There's a certain element of it which is very special. And what Chaim Yaakov Goldbach explains specifically by Pinchas, by Kanoim Pogimbo, there's actually a synthesis of both going on. There's a synthesis on some level, it's a level of chiyuv. It's a mitzvah, but on some level it has to come from you. It's ain't a mitzvah voisa. It has to come from your passion. And he explains that therefore there could be schar even in this world. Because schar mitzvah b'hal maleka means where it's a mitzvah that's a mitzvah that's a tzivoy and a chiv. But if it's a reshus, it's something that comes from you,
It's a different level of mitzvah, and there could be, since it came from you in this world, there could be some element of schar in this world. There will be also schar in the next world. But since it came from you and you created it, there's some element of schar in this world. Where do we see this as well? It's a tremendous story. You're listening? Every morning we wake up in the morning. Oh, it's a gift to wake up in the morning. It's such a gift. We have to appreciate waking up in the morning. We say, can't take anything for granted. And then we say the following, when we say Birchas HaTorah, we say the following limud. This is the limud we're supposed to say. And we all know it by heart. You ever think about it? We're saying these, the following things, we're going to have Perseim Bolam Azeh. We're going to have Schar in Olam Azeh. And Karen Kemp's Lo Amba, and also the main Iker is going to be in the next world. Schar Mitzvah's by Amaleka. Where we have a whole entire Shabbos Kudchav Zayin, where there is Perseim Bol Mazeh in this world. And if you look through the examples, every single one of them, similar to what Chaim Yaakov Goldbach is saying by Kanoim Poigimbal, is an example of a mitzvah which can have an element that's a chiyuv and an element that's a reshus that comes from you. Kivur v'eim. Vada, there are chiyuvim when it comes to honoring our parents. There are certain obligations when it comes to honoring our parents. There are certain, obviously, you go through the halachas and the gemaras and kedushin, and the halachas of kivur v'eim, of how we're supposed to respect our parents. But there's also an element that has to come from us and give the proper respect and care to our parents above what the black and white halacha says. The way we have to care for our parents and show, talk to our parents. Ugmilas chasadim. There are cases when there are chiyuvim and ways we have to give, but so much of chesed has to come from us. So much of chesed has to come proactively from us, not just when I'm obligated. And there are certain chiyuvim when it comes to tzedakah, surely, and meiser, and there are certain areas where I'm going above and beyond. I want to help people, I want to care for people. Vashkamas Beis HaMidrash Shachas V'Arvis. Being early to the Beis Medrash, Vada to the mitzvah and chiyuv to learn every day. But how much do I learn? How much do I push myself? There's an element of chiyuv and an element of reshus. There's a synthesis. Hachnosas Orchim. Okay, Shkoyach, if someone calls me and asks, can I stay by you? Maybe that will be a level where there's more of an obligation and a responsiveness. Are we inviting people proactively to our house? How often are we doing that? It's more of a reshus. Bikur Cholim, it's a beautiful thing to do. Is it a chiyuv when I go and do it? Do I have to do it today? Achnasas Kalal, Vathameis, Vyan Tfila. Go every single one. Is a synthesis of both chiyuv and reshus. So when you have a synthesis of chiyuv and reshus, of obligation and partially that comes from your passion, so there's going to be even tzchar in this world. Because the part that comes from you is this world. Let's return now to Akedas Yitzchak. Because let's remember, the question we asked was, the Medrash says that we have schar from Akedas Yitzchak until today. How can we have schar from a mitzvah, schar mitzvah by Amaleka? The Drashas Aran, the Svasemes says it beautifully. Go quickly, get me a Svasemes, Parashas. I want to read this inside in the Midrash.
It's not the Zohar.
Not the Zohar, the Svasemes. Okay, you bring the Zohar too, but bring Svasemes. You ready for this, Mamish? We all think Akedas Yitzchak is follows. How do we understand Akedas Yitzchak? Hashem commanded Avram, Atzivoy, Kachnas, Binchas, Yechidcha, and kill your son. And I could, and Avram Avinu, it was a difficult test in the sense that it was a difficult thing to do, but passed the test and was willing to kill his son. There was a tzivoy, go kill your son, shecht your son, and there was the desire to fulfill that ratzon, which Hashem ultimately didn't, says, al tashlachicha na'amah tashlumumah, and doesn't have to go through with it. The drushes are ran, and later Svasemis develops in depth, says it's not exactly what happened. It's not exactly what happened. I'll read it to you from the Svasemis. If I can find it in here quickly.
It's cold. I thought it's in the fresh lime at the island. Oh. Looking, of course, it's not going to work if that's Parshas Chayesar. Okay. Oh, here we go. Listen to what the Fasema says. Be'inyan Akeda, in regards to the Akeda, Kach no es bincha. Listen to the Lashon and be meduyak. Hashem doesn't say kach es bincha, he says kach no. Please take your son. Nira, it seems, ki me'achar shevtichu b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Since he already promised Yitzchak would be your future lineage, he couldn't command him to say you have to shecht your son. Nemar lo b'lashon b'akasha. He said it to Avram in a request form. Pirish, he explains, shebikish akash perichu memeno sheyimchalo hatana v'shalolo zeh v'shalolola lola. He's asking Avram Avinu, please do me a favor. B'lashon kach, in kach elo lashon b'akasha. Please take your son. It's up to you. I'm not commanding you to do it. I'm asking you to do it for me. If you don't want to, you're not commanded. And this is the great praise in this Nisayon. He didn't tell him in a language of commandment. It's up to him if he wants to do it. The Avram Avinu of Shalom. Ba'avaso, in his love, l'kayim ratzon hamakom, to do what Hashem wants, holach b'simcha l'sheichtai. He went b'simcha to shecht his son. What a svasemes. Wasn't told he had to. It's up to you. Your 37-year-old son that you love deeply, that I promised would be a nation. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but I'd like you to do this for me. Could you do it for me? No. So therefore, what do we see? It was a Lashon Bakasha. In fact, if you take Gematria, Akedas Yitzchak with the Koilo, 793, exactly Gematria, Lashon Bakasha. Exactly Gematria, Lashon Bakasha. Pick a ton of from the Eivishter. Akedas Yitzchak, the Iker was Lashon Bakasha. So what do we see now here as well? Also here, based on this Torah, we can, first of all, it's such a chizuk to understand the godlessness of the Akedas Yitzchak based on that. But we see also Akedas Yitzchak then was some level of a synthesis of a chiyuv and a rishus. It was God telling him ultimately he wanted to do it. So there's a level, on some level, some form of chiyuv in a sense. Some form of tzivoy, but it wasn't, as he says, it's not a real tzivoy. It's Lashon Bakasha. It had to come from him. It had to come from his love, his passion, his ratzon, to do what God wants. So there as well, we could apply what we're learning. And there could be schar in this world already. Because part of it was from his own self. Each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves. There's no one in this room I know that struggles when it comes to, I hope, I believe, when it comes to doing what the tzivoy is. Everybody here, we're davening 3 times a day with a minyan to the best of our ability, putting on tefillin every day, we're wearing tzitzis. Tzivoy Hashem, I'm good. I'm learning every day. Every one of us is learning every day. Keeping Shabbos Kodesh. No one here is in Mechinas would have any shiloh of being over and be Mechal Shabbos. It's not in our, we're past that. It's not in our Likudus Bechirah to even be Mechal Shabbos. Chas v'shom lo'leinu. Tzivoy Hashem, God forbid. Okay, a few areas we might struggle once in a while in. But ultimately, tziva, I know what's right, I know it's, I don't want it. Tziva Hashem, it's a commandment, vada. But where's our ratan, Hashem? How much are we doing above and beyond? How much are we going out of our way and showing, I want to do not just what my tziva is, but my ratan amokum is. I want to do above and beyond everything that Eibishter wants for me, I want to do. I can't stop doing for the Eibishter. Not just with a mitzvah, above and beyond. I spoke last week, and this is what I wanted to point out, was the difference between a Noach and a Avram. Avram, we see it in Akedas Yitzchak.
Noach, we know, according to many Chazals, was not as great as Avram. Read all of Rashi and Parshas Noach, time and time again. What was lacking in Noach? Listen to what happened. Listen to Medrash Chumah and Oschess. When the Mabel was over. When the Mabel was over. What's the time? When the Mabel was over, came Shenachu Hamayim, the end of Oschess, in the Medrash Tanchumah. When the Mabel was over, the waters stopped, rested. It was dry outside. The Yoina came back. Hayatzarach Noach Latzeis Min HaTeva. Hayatzarach Noach, he needed to leave the Teva. It was time to rebuild the shattered world of Hashem. It was time to rebuild and do. El Amar, Noach said, Bereshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nechnasti, I entered with the Reshus of Hashem, She'amar li bo atav v'chol beitzcha al teva, you and your family go into the teva, v'ach sheveni yote ele bereshus, I'm only going to go out with Reshus. Niglo av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed for him and said, Seimen ha-teva, atav eshtucha. If you learn this on the surface, it might sound like something very good. But you see, the opening of Medrash is Hayatzarach Noach Latzeis. He needed to go out. The Yalkut Shimoni says, Amar of Yudin, Rav Yudin says, that if he, I don't remember the exact question, but it basically paraphrasing the English, he says, if I was in the Teva, I would have broken through the walls and jumped out to rebuild the world. Noach was at fault. He needed to leave. He was too subservient, without any initiative, without any active avodas Hashem, without knowing what Ratzon Hashem is above just the tzivoy. Vada, the foundation has to be the Torah and the tzivuyim. But there's above, there's Ratzon Hashem. Avram understood Ratzon Hashem is kach na, I'm going to do it besimcha. Did it besimcha, and that's the lashon of the Zvazemes. We shared before at this table the Torah, mamish, my favorite Torah in this parasha. I never stopped thinking about it my whole life. From the Halakha Shem Shmuel. If you heard this Torah, it's worth the Chazara a million times. And if you haven't heard this Torah, then if you don't dance, then you didn't actually listen to this Torah. Emes Ura. Waiting for you to dance. Maybe you heard it from me already. Or you learned it already. Shem Shmuel says, we all know, Ein Shechina Shruya Ela Mitoch Simcha. Ein Shechina Shruya Ela Mitoch Simcha. That we can only have the Shechina reside with the Simcha. The Rambam in Hilchos Nevuah says the Navi can only have Nevuah when he's in a state of Simcha. That's why they play music by the Nevi'im. So comes Avram Vino as a Navi. So Avram Vino is in a state of Simcha. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and gives Nevuah, Kachnas Pinchas Yechidcha, go and shecht your son. Shkoyach. That makes sense. He was B'Simcha before. Now he gets his commandment to shecht the son. So he's going to do it for Hashem, but Mamish is going to do it B'Simcha. Then he gets another Nevuah, another prophecy. Al Tishlach Yochel and Arav Atas L'moah. Don't shecht your son. What would have been if Avraham Avinu was going to do this, but do it sadly and not do it B'Simcha? He wouldn't be in a state of Simcha, and he never could have received the second Nevuah, Al Tishlach Yochel and Arav Atas L'moah, because Ein Shechri Nashri Lai Mitav Simcha. So it's only because he says it's Ratzon Hashem, even though it's not what I really want to be doing, but it's Ratzon Hashem, I'm going to do Ratzon Hashem always B'Simcha, literally saved Yitzchak's life. If he wasn't B'Simcha doing it, he would have ended up killing Yitzchak because he never could have received the second Nevuah. Al Tishlach Yerchel Al Narva Atas L'mama. Thus says the Shem Shmuel. Simcha and Bracha. How each and every one of us must dedicate our lives to Hashem, and not just to the Torah itself, but to Ratzon Hashem, above and beyond. The extra learning, the extra davening, the chesed that we have to go above and beyond for others. Not just when it's a chiyuv. A reshus as well comes from me, from my avodah. You know, last night I was by a hockey game, a few minutes of DRS to see the Talmidim, to watch them. And I was standing next to a friend of mine, Rav Simchi Weingott, who is cousins with one of my closest friends, my chavrus. He's brother-in-law with my cousin.
And he's a Rebbe in Hank. And he came, we were playing against Hank. Don't worry, we won like 8-0 or something. 7-0? 7-0. You're holding out at the game out. You're holding better than me, okay? Once a wildcat, always a wildcat. Huh? It's your mutton.
Jakey.
Yeah, Jakey's not going to give up any goals this season. Anyways, Lameisa. So he's standing next to me, and we're talking about some of the guys on the team. I pointed out to him a particular guy. I told him, this guy, Mamish, he's not just a great hockey player, he's such a mensch, such a bentira. I said, I wouldn't be surprised if right after this game he goes to the Beis Medrash to learn for an hour.
Jake.
And I remembered the story that we've shared at this table, and Mamish, I'm still inspired by it. And one of the Talmidim, a few years ago, Mamish, love him, so I'm still chizik from him, still shaking. It was a massive playoff game. Quarterfinals, I believe, not semifinals.
Semifinals.
It was the semifinals?
Semifinals.
Against MTA. Yeah? Yep. Taka. Yep. Semifinals. And we're winning. We're up 3-2 or 2-1? 2-1. We're up 2-1. This particular young man was the best player on the team, the captain of the team. He scored a goal already. The goal to go up? 2-1?
Yep.
I remember it. And MTA in the last few minutes scored 2 goals and beat us.
Off face off.
No.
And MTA beat us. And this guy, again, is captain of the team, best player on the team. It was later at night already. Those games go very long, you know how they are. Game ended, it was probably 10:30 later. And I went afterwards, okay, I spent a few times hugging the guys, trying to comfort the Avelis, you know, you have to be Menachem Avelis.
Not true.
You know, you have to go to the houses the next day, because no one comes to yeshiva, even Yavin. It's basically the yearly hockey routine, it is what it is. I love Larry, but, you know. No, Baruch Hashem, we won our share also. Anyways, Lameisa. So I went to the Beis Medrash to learn a little bit afterwards. And I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash, and at this point, it was already late at night, it was already close to 11, there was nobody, I was the only person at the Beis Medrash. Hashem made sure that I was learning so that I'd be able to witness this and give it over. If not, nobody would know about this. And I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash, and that guy, that Talmud, walks into the Beis, he changed. Spent some time with the team, maybe giving his own nechamas to people, whatever it was. Changed. And walked straight across from the gym to the Beis Medrash. And sat and learned till they threw us out of the Beis Medrash, 12 or 12:30, I don't remember what it was at those days. Just him and his gemara. Vadi put all the effort on the court and what it was. When it's over, time to go learn. Straight! Didn't go home to shower, nothing. Straight to the Beis Medrash. He had no chiyuv to learn Torah at that point. He learned plenty that day. But this is a Talmud who understands that I'm not just doing for Hashem what Sivoy. I have to do what's Ratzon Hashem at this point. I could go home, I wasn't going to go to sleep anyways. What am I going to do? I go to Beis Medrash. I do what Ratzon Hashem is. I go above and beyond. What chizuk for each and every one of us. I know I'm going to embarrass him a little bit, but I have to share one other story. It's just on my mind. Elio is sitting here. And it's still, I think about this all the time. You don't know how often I think about this, Elio. I think about this all the time. And it's this time of the year. And Elio, we wish him also the Siyah Tova. When are you leaving? Sunday, Monday, when are you leaving?
Same flight.
I hope. What night are you leaving? When are you leaving?
Wednesday.
You're not going to Wednesday? That Elio, last year I had this chus to be together with him in Chevron. Hopefully I still have the chus somehow, but right now I don't have his flight yet. My son has a flight, he'll be with you. And 2 years ago, as we all know, Arusha Yimach Shemo. So Arusha, minutes before Shabbos, a little bit before Shabbos, from a sniper shot Elio, who was right outside the Maros HaChpel at the time. Nisim Gluyim, Nisim and Baruch Hashem Elio. Mamish, if it was millimeters one direction, I don't want to even say. Baruch Hashem Nisim, and he's here. We've been together, and we were together there the day after Yom Kippur this year. It was like to hear him make the bracha on the miracle. And we were together a year ago, at the same time, same place, exactly a year later, in that makom, and I have chizik from all of those. But the biggest chizik of the whole thing for me personally, the biggest chizik, and some of you were here, that happened the Erev Shabbos before Chayei Sarah. Friday afternoon.
Old bias.
There's an old bias. One of the last Yerim in the old bias, it must have been. Was one of the last Yerim in the old bias. I don't know if it was the last. No, it wasn't the last. But it was one of the last. And the next Thursday night, less than a week later, Elio, when it happened, was rushed to the hospital. Elio was in the hospital all Shabbos. Elio was in the hospital Sunday morning. Elio got out of the hospital, flew back Sunday night. Got back to America Monday morning. Was very immobile. I remember visiting him that Monday, the day he got back. Could hardly move, could hardly walk. Was obviously in tremendous pain, physically suffering, emotionally, going through a lot. I remember spending a lot of time going to visit him in the house that week. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was the first time you left the house. I might be wrong. But all that, you don't even remember. But I'll tell you like this, we were sitting in Shir Thursday night, less than a week after he was shot. And I remember like yesterday, we were together and we were talking about it. Of course. We were talking about it, not expecting in a million years. And as I'm about to start Shir, Elio limps into the room. He couldn't drive yet. He went and asked his father to drive him. But Elio didn't want to miss a week of Shir. And he limped into the room. We got him a special chair, which he tried not even to ask for, but we were able to convince him that he should take a special chair, a more comfortable chair. And he came to Shir. And I don't know if you remember a word of Torah I shared that night. And I don't know if anyone does. But I know is that moment for me is etched on my heart. Of such chizik, of a ben Torah who understands, there was no chiyah for him to be there. There was no obligation for him to be there. There was no tzivoy to be there. At his state, and his place, and what it was. But Tim, you know what? I go to Shir every week. Ratzon Hashem is for me to be there. Ratzon Hashem is for me to go learn Torah now. And he came. And it was the biggest chizik in the world that I think about till today. Constantly. And pushes me constantly. Mitalmida Yosef Mekulam. Every single one of us should understand Vada, the Gadol Mitzvah of Oysa. We have to keep every mitzvah in the Torah. But realize it also has to be with a sense of understanding what Ratzon Hashem is and go above and beyond for the Eibishter. And when we do that, we're Zoichet, and not just the Schar of Olam Haba, which we learned tonight, is immeasurable. But we're also Zoichet, as the Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim Sh'adam Al-Chayel Pe'or Seyem Bol Ma'zev Ha'karen Kemiz Lol Ha'ba. We're Zoichet of both. Because we have the synthesis of the Chiyav and the Kiyam, Zoch of Simcha and Bracha, until we're ultimately Zoichet, ultimate Simcha, Shlemo, 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 Shl